Brewing company Coopers is facing a consumer boycott over its involvement in a gay marriage debate between Conservative MPs. The debate is the product of a partnership between Coopers and the Bible Society. The Coopers Facebook page has been flooded with criticism, as Angela Lavoie-Pierre reports.
Welcome to Keeping It Light, a place where we can have a light discussion about a very heavy topic. In this case, same-sex marriage, with two of the great opponents on this debate, Mr. Andrew Hastie and Mr. Tim Wilson, both members of Parliament.
This is the video that's prompted a huge online backlash for Coopers. In a bizarre scene set at Parliament House, two Conservative MPs have what's described as a debate over gay marriage. Tim Wilson is gay, agnostic, and in favour of same-sex marriage, while Andrew Hastie is against any change to the Marriage Act.
Well, I believe it would be sensible to change the Act that deals with the issues around civil marriage to include two people regardless of their gender.
Tim and I obviously disagree on this issue. I'm for retaining the current definition of marriage, which is between a man and a woman.
Not the most heated debate to take place on the topic, but not so unusual either. The strangest thing about it is that both men, along with the host, are all holding open bottles of Coopers beer with the label prominently displayed. At the end of the video, which apparently celebrates the Bible Society's 200th anniversary, the brand gets a shout-out.
Can we just raise a glass to the Bible Society and say, happy birthday, Bible Society?
Happy birthday, Bible Society.
Happy birthday, Bible Society.
And 200 years. Thank you to the Coopers family.
Coopers has traditionally enjoyed an anti-establishment reputation. It's a family-owned brewer that resisted a Lion Nathan takeover bid in 2005 and has successfully aligned its brand with alternative music and counterculture. Those parts of its customer base have reacted with outrage on social media platforms such as Facebook.
Disappointed that your beer tastes like discrimination. Maybe it always did. But your latest campaign with Bible Society Australia has really left a bad taste in my mouth. Shame on you, Coopers family.
Aligning yourself against equality means your beers will no longer feature in our house or down the pub. Awful.
Not sure what was worse, aligning yourself with the Bible Society or the piss-weak apology that's not an apology. Either way, I'll be drinking something else now.
Coopers does donate to the Bible Society via its charitable foundation. It's even brought out a limited edition light beer in honour of the organisation's 200th birthday, with Bible verses printed on cans. But in a statement released overnight, the company has seemingly moved to distance itself from the video.
We want you to know that Coopers did not give permission for our premium light beer to feature in or sponsor the Bible Society's Keeping It Light video featuring Andrew Hastie and Tim Wilson. We would like all Coopers fans to know that we support and embrace all our beer drinking community.
Consumer psychologist Adam Ferrier says the video sends a mixed message.
They're trying to have their cake and eat it too, I guess, by potentially supporting one side of the debate and not being clear as to where they're coming from. And maybe that's the crux of it. They're getting involved in a debate, but not really kind of communicating what their point of view is on the debate.
He's sceptical that the video will do any lasting damage to the brand's reputation.
If I'm going into the shop tomorrow, there might be one or two hipsters who don't buy it for a week, but then they'll keep buying it the next week. It never matters.
Jeffrey Stackhouse from PR firm Clarity Solutions isn't so sure.
Well, it's a fiasco on so many levels that it's really hard to comprehend. The Coopers brand, it's young, it's hip, it's millennial. I don't understand how they could think it was a good idea to support a partisan religious organisation like the Bible Society, even if they aren't known for all of the dreadful abuses that other religious organisations have carried out. It's still on a hiding to hell. There is not a win in them for their brand here.
He says Cooper's statement may not be enough to stem the public criticism.
The statement is too little, it is too late, but most of all they need to really distance themselves and actually call out all of the issues that most people would have with this. When you're dealing with a crisis like this, you've got to understand what the outrage is.
That's Jeffrey Stackhouse from Clarity Solutions, ending that report from Angela Lavoie-Pierre.